I'm Liz.
And I'm Laura. And we're your hosts for From X to Z,
a podcast where we have multi-generational conversations about things that matter
and some that don't.
Ooh, we're recording.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
So I'm Liz.
And I'm Laura.
And you're listening to From X to Z podcast.
We have been on a hiatus for a minute.
Yes, we have. We've been gone for a bit.
Like a little bit.
Because life.
Winter has been crazy.
Yes. And even 2025 has been crazy because we have missed a lot of work and school for snow.
The was it called the polar vortex? Something, is that what that's called?
I think so.
It's something been down like that. Down in the south.
Mm-hmm. So we haven't quite been into a rhythm. The holidays always throws us out of rhythm, but then the snow and the weather. So
been like a solid 8 weeks of snow and ice.
Ugh. And if you've been listening to our podcast at all, then you also know we've talked about a big learning curve with the tech for podcasting, because neither of us really are trained.
No.
Or knowledgeable of that. So
no.
So we're just gonna call our last four episodes, or our first four episodes, our pilot episodes, where those
that's our season one pilot season.
Season one pilot season, where we were dipping our toes in the water of podcasting and just getting our feet wet a little bit. And now I think we have a better vision.
I think
and
so. Plan. You set all this up in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think you're a pro now.
I don't know about that, but I do think we know what we're doing a little bit more than what we did.
Yes.
So talking has never been an issue with Laura and I.
No.
We've got that down. It's just the
output is the problem.
The other things. So anyway, thanks for your patience. If you've been waiting with bated breath for our next episode, you're welcome.
Aww.
Yeah, we are excited to be back. We have a couple of things coming. We have some guests that we have already recorded episodes with.
Yes.
We just haven't got those out there
yet.
So those are
edit
coming.
Edit those and put those out. That's really exciting.
Yes. So stay tuned for that. And our goal is that we will have a special guest join us every month.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a
guest of the month.
Guest of the month. And we already have two guests of the month that we have already recorded with, and those will be coming in March and in April.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other exciting guests planned.
Yep.
And if you all want to be on our podcast, anybody that's listening, or know of someone who would be a good person to have on our podcast and chat with us for a bit, we would love to hear.
Yeah,
you guys.
We would love that. That would be super cool. From X to Z pod at gmail.com. So send us an email.
Or find us on Instagram and send us a DM.
Mm-hmm. We're on both of those places. Sorry, my accent just popped out there for a minute. Sometimes I don't know when it's going to happen.
I've been watching a lot of Bridgerton lately. And so every now and then I'll start speaking in a British accent.
Oh, yeah.
I've been drinking lots of tea.
Lots of tea. You did. You got a little teacup from Target today.
I'm drinking my tea right now. That was terrible. That was really bad. I was telling Ben. So, okay. I was talking to my husband, Ben, when we were watching a marathon of Bridgerton. And I started speaking in my British accent. And I was like, I can do it so well when it's just me and him.
Oh.
But when I'm trying to do it in front of other people, it sounds like stupid.
Is it kind of like Kentucky mixed with English accent?
No, it's actually good. But it's when it's just me and him and I'm just being dumb. But when I actually try to do it, it sounds ridiculous.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, kind of like just now. Weird.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. I'm just not going to try it again. That was bad.
I remember one time when we were playing a game with friends. I can't remember. Quelf, I think is what it's called.
What
have
is
you ever
Quelf?
Played that? Oh, my goodness. If you've never played it, it is the most chaotic board game to have ever been around. There's cards and they're in different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you have to say or speak things you have to do, things you have to act out, things you have to write or some all these different categories. Well, we were playing, I picked this card and it said, talk like a pirate for the rest of the game, unless you draw another card to replace this one. So I was like, oh, great. To save my life, I could not. I could not.
It's like I could stage not. Fright.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like stage fright. I mean, I tried for hours, but all I could say was like, arg matey. And they were like, no, that's not, that's not what you are not. I mean, honestly, let me see if I can do it right now. Give me a phrase to say.
Walk the pirate. Plank.
I don't think I can do it. I just got really nervous.
Walk the plank. Terrible.
I know I can't. Oh, okay, gosh. So maybe it's not back then. Maybe I still can't do it.
It's really hard. It's like it's really hard to do it on command.
Mark the plank.
No. Is that better?
No.
No.
No, you still don't have it.
Oh, hi,
Maggie. Hi.
She heard me talking like a pirate. She's like, who's that?
That's my dog, Maggie. She's joining us.
Oh, your breast stinks.
Yeah. Sorry about that. it's like, yeah, stage fright. It's funny.
Oh, speaking of stage fright, one more thing. We went to this like book club type thing. Anyway, doesn't matter. We went somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to go talk to them. And you were like, no, you should. And I was like, no, I'm celebrity nervous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you were like, do you mean starstruck? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that. But it means the same thing. I couldn't think of the word.
Celebrity starstruck.
And I was like, why am I a part of a podcast? I can never remember words.
That's okay. That's okay. You can't remember words.
At least I'm creative enough to like find a workaround.
There you go.
Like Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember her name. So I was like, Kellen, who's the spoon lady? Renee Spoonworth? And he was like, stop. You mean Reese Witherspoon? How did you come up with Renee Spoonworth?
That's ridiculous.
But I did.
That's funny.
So anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Enough about me. I don't need to be the star of the show all the time.
Well, you are the star of this show, so you can't find words. I can't speak in British on command.
Yeah, that's
so.
Okay.
It's all right.
There's grace for that.
It's all right. I tried to do it. I just couldn't. It's okay.
It's Govna. Okay, matey.
It's okay, Govna. I don't know where this conversation is going.
No,
or
but
where
it was
been.
Pretty fun and entertaining for me, at least.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
So, I will perfect the British accent, and okay. I'll get back to you guys okay. on it.
You still have some more to go, right? Like you have some more TV show to go.
Yeah, I didn't watch it for a long time. I watched the first. Okay, I know this isn't about Bridgerton, but it is now. I watched the first season, but I waited a long time to watch the first season because everybody was talking about it, mm-hmm. and I was like, I refuse to watch
it.
You
have
because
to.
Everybody
you have to
loved
swim
it.
Against.
I do. I kind
of
have
fish.
To. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
And then I finally, one day I was bored and I was like looking for something to watch. And so I put the first episode on and I was like hooked.
So good.
Completely hooked. So I watched the entire first season. And then the second season came out. Oh, and I didn't know anything about Bridgerton, the book series or anything. So the second season came out and it was about a completely different person. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what happened to Daphne? I really like Daphne and Simon. What about their story?
Yeah.
So then I was like, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
So I waited until like Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And
so
I watched
you, like,
it.
The whole thing in a weekend.
No, I guess I watched the second half okay. in a weekend, but okay. I had started it before. But so anyway, and then I was just like, okay, I'm really into this now. And so now I've watched all of them and I've also got the books because I want to know before the season comes out on Netflix.
True.
I want to know what happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm also reading the books. And so I have jumped on the Bridgerton bandwagon or fan wagon or become a stan or whatever you want to call
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm fully into Bridgerton now. Mm-hmm. And I'm even like drinking teacups and things that are Bridgerton-esque.
Most darling.
And so I'm in it.
You're in it.
That's what happens. That's what I do. I refuse. And then I go all in.
And hey, it's perfect timing because it's almost spring.
Yeah.
And so we're like willing it into existence. Mm-hmm. Like, snow go away. We need the pretty pastel flowers yes. with the bunnies and the happy. And so it's perfect timing, really, for you to be watching this.
Yeah. I totally went to Target today and bought all kinds of bunnies and Easter.
Oh, my God.
Flowers and stuff, because I love winter. We've talked about this before. I love winter, and I usually don't feel like we get a real winter. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we haven't for a little bit.
And since I'm a person that likes cold weather and I like snow, that's why I usually feel like winter is too short, because mm-hmm. I'm like, we only usually get like one, maybe two really good snows.
Yeah.
Well, this year in the state of Kentucky, we have gotten a lot of snow mm-hmm. and I love it. I am not complaining about it at all, but because we have gotten so much snow and I feel like we have gotten winter mm-hmm. substantially, I'm like, okay, now I can move forward to spring and look forward to spring.
Wow.
And so that's where I am.
You could talk about, wow, that's deep.
Is it?
Because you could like say like you need change in order to grow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole thing in there.
I do. I mm-hmm. could not live in a climate that doesn't change.
Yeah.
I would hate that. I would be so miserable.
I would get stuck in like a routine and literally never change it. Mm-hmm. And like, I like to change my routine up a little bit. But if there's not a change of the weather, then I feel like I have that already built in for me.
You're an Enneagram 7 too, so you get bored.
Oh, 100%. I would mm-hmm. get so bored.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love winter and I don't love summer anymore. I've mm-hmm. changed. I used to love the summer. I
hate summer.
I like the changing seasons. Like, I like the spring and the fall.
Yeah. So summer is terrible. Mm-hmm. I hate humidity. I hate hot weather. Yeah. I also want to know what this summer is going to be. So if you've got any predictions.
True.
Tell us.
What is this summer going to be? Mm-hmm. Try to stay alive summer?
We'll see. Apocalypse summer.
with the weather we've had this winter, I mean, it could turn the other direction.
So. Hide in your bunker with your soup beans summer. That's a whole different subject.
Listen, since I'm a 7, I wing 6, right? So like a few years ago, whenever like some world thing happened, I don't even remember. I brought home I would like buy a bunch of beans. That would mm-hmm. be like my like, that would make me feel better to like save or store up. And one day my roommate was home with her, was like at our house with a friend or something. And she had apparently told her, mm-hmm. I think this was when the Ukraine war started actually. She was like, Laura, since the war started today or whatever, she's like, Laura's going to bring home beans. And what did I do but bring home beans? And they literally lost their minds laughing at me. I mean, I was laughing too because I knew what I was doing. But she was like, I just told her that you were going to bring home beans. So anyways, back to your bunker with beans. Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's a whole other subject. But we'll talk about that some other time. We will talk about actually in one of our upcoming episodes, we are going to be talking about anxiety.
Yeah.
And this book I'm reading right now called The Anxious Generation. And it's mostly about Gen Z, but it's also about other things and anxiety.
I can't wait. I have not read it. And I really am excited to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. It's a lot of information and a lot of statistics. And so I'm processing right now and mm-hmm. I'm reading it kind of slowly. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be talking about that soon.
Yay.
So, yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. What else are we going to be talking
so about? So we're going to have a little new schedule. So we talked about our guest of the month. Mm-hmm. We're going to have that once a month. And then we're going to add in a fun little, I don't know. I just said add in a fun little addition, and that's like, that's too many ads.
Redundant.
That's redundant. But that's okay. We are going to add in book of the month. We're going to have a little podcast book club. I'm literally so excited. I've been reading like crazy. It is the end of February, and I've read 8 books this year.
Wow.
Half audiobooks, half physical copy.
Okay.
And I've been like, it's been really, really good for my stress relief. So I'm excited to talk about anxious generation too, because that's me.
I've read a lot more books this year too than what is typical for me.
I think also part of it too is the weather. Like I have been like cooped up because of the weather. So I've read more for that reason too. Anyway, so we're going to start Book of the Month. We're going to have a little podcast book club. We'll announce it at the end of the month. And next month, when we talk about this book, we will announce the next book. So we'll like have the whole month to read it. And then after Liz and I talk about it on our podcast, we want to have you guys give us some feedback if you read it too. So through our email or through our Instagram or DMs.
Yes. And you don't have to wait for the podcast episode where we're talking about the book. I mean, you can if you listen to it and then you have some thoughts on it that you want to, like, let us know things that we've talked about. But if you have any thoughts on it leading up to the podcast, then shoot us an email or DM and we'll talk about, like, your thoughts.
Yeah, your thoughts too. That'd be super cool.
When we talk about it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we would love to hear what you all think as you're reading it or when you finish it. And then we can talk, we can share that.
Yep. Drum roll. So first of all, the reason that we're reading this book is because March is Women's History Month. So that's kind of a big reason that we picked this book. And I have not, I thought I had it with me. That's so silly.
Laura actually picked this book.
Okay. And yeah, my fiance is a librarian. So he helped me out with this pick. And he has read it and he highly recommends it. So I am very excited to finally read it. It is called
Drumroll.
Women Talking.
Women Talking.
Which is hysterical because that's what we're doing like with our podcast.
That your fiance, who is a man, recommended this book.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We love him.
Let's see. Yeah. He enjoyed it. And we saw the movie together. So. But it was written by Miriam Taves.
Taves, but it does not look like Taves.
It does not. It's spelled T-O-E-W-S.
Miriam, I would say toes.
Yeah.
But it is not. Actually Googled it just now because Laura was telling me that you say it Taves. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? Because we actually know someone with that name. And I was like, I always call that person Toes, not Taves. And so my mind was blown.
See, like, try to say it in toes. Try to say it in a Bridgerton accent.
No. No. Not going to.
Not going to.
I refuse.
For the Toves. So, Liz, would you like to read the description of this book?
Yeah, I would. Let me have it. Ooh, it's juicy. One evening... I wish I could do it in a British accent. Shoot. Are these British women? They're not.
No.
Oh, that wouldn't make sense then. Never mind.
They're Mennonites.
One evening, eight Mennonite women climb into a hayloft to conduct a secret meeting. For the past 2 years, each of these women and more than 100 other girls in their colony has been repeatedly violated in the night by demons coming to punish them for their sins. Now that the women have learned they are, in fact, drugged and attacked by a group of men from their own community, they are determined to protect themselves and their daughters from future harm. While the men of the colony are off in the city, attempting to raise enough money to bail out the rapists and bring them home, these women, all illiterate, without any knowledge of the world outside their community and unable to speak the language of the country they live in, have very little time to make a choice. Should they stay in the only world they've ever known, or should they dare to escape? Based on real events and told through the minutes of the women's all-female symposium, Taves' masterful novel uses wry, political, engaged humor to relate this tale of women claiming their own power to decide. Mm. Ooh, I had not read that before.
I'm not sure where in the world. I don't know if it was here in America. Mm-hmm. It might have been in a different country. But yes, this is based on a true story.
This reminds me of the movie that I was talking to you about.
I know. Oh, yeah. That was a movie to watch. Yeah. For sure. You want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah, we can. So if you haven't watched the movie...
Blink Twice.
Blink Twice with Channing Tatum. It is crazy.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning and also spoiler alerts. Yeah. If you have not watched it, we're probably going to spoil some mm-hmm. things for you mm-hmm. In our conversation. But it's just, it's crazy. It's a psychological thriller mm-hmm. about a billionaire who buys an island and invites these people mm-hmm. to come basically party on the island.
Yeah.
And so that's what you think it is. But you realize from the trailer even that there's something sus yeah. going on the island, but you don't know what. And even throughout most of the movie, you're like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Like something's not adding up. And then when you find out what is adding up or what is happening to these women and they don't remember yeah. what is happening to them, it is just crazy, mm-hmm. like crazy. So I kind of, it's like one of those movies. I watched it once. I kind of want to watch it again to really? See if I pick up on yeah. the things that you find out about at the end.
Yeah. Like the title, even like that one part.
Yes.
It's like, oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Couple I don't want to spoil it, but
there've mm-hmm. been a couple of movies that have like done, actually a lot, but there've been a couple that like immediately come to mind when I think about after the end was revealed, I right. was like, wait a minute. And I had to watch it again.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense was one of those movies.
Okay.
Have you watched The Sixth no. Sense? Oh, you haven't. Well, this is going to show my age. It's a oh, okay. movie with Bruce
okay.
Willis.
Okay.
But that's one of those movies where at the end I was like, no way. How did we miss this? And then I went back and watched it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It was like right there. And Fight Club.
Okay.
That was another one where okay. I was like, what? These are like my generation. Gen X, are you with me? Like my generation, like we know, like the first rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. Like right. everyone knows that. Of my generation. Yeah. And Sixth Sense is the line, I see dead people.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
That movie. So anyway, those are two movies that immediately come to mind. Like once I watched, like once I knew everything that was happening, I was like, there's no way that I didn't, like, there's no way.
Catch on.
And then I had to rewatch it and I was like, oh my gosh, that is wow. crazy. And I feel like Blink Twice is one of those movies where I'm like, I kind of want to watch it again just mm-hmm. to see if I pick up on any of the things that were happening. But it's crazy. And it reminds me of the book that we're getting ready to read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Women Talking.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited. It is actually, it's written like you're reading
like a meeting
minutes.
Okay.
And that was written by a man named August because the women were illiterate. So they could not keep their own minutes. And so he was documenting it. I believe his name was August. If I'm wrong, then so we'll find out.
Was he at the meetings?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. He was at the meetings. And I can't remember. This isn't a spoiler. And I've just seen the movie. I can't remember if he was a part of the community or if he was not. I can't remember.
Okay.
So we'll find that out okay. in the book. But yeah.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to March, not only for spring and warmer weather, sure. mm-hmm. but Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we're going to have a lot of things to talk about. I've been reading a lot of, like, strong female characters, and I feel like that's me anyway. Not me, strong female character. No, I feel like that's my personality no. anyway. I'm a very opinionated mm-hmm. female character, and I'm a character, that's for sure.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. But I kind of gravitate towards strong women and stories about strong women, but I also feel like we are currently in a time in history where that's being challenged once again. And I feel like if you look throughout history, that is a continuous cycle. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's something that also leads me to just want to empower women.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, I'm excited about going into March and Women's History Month and this book, but also just the topic of women mm-hmm. in history.
Yeah, absolutely.
And conversations around that. Yeah, because
this book isn't the only thing we're going to explore lots of different rabbit trails with this too.
So. Yeah, I think so.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Our book of the month, once again, is Women Talking by Miriam Taves.
Good job.
Yes, thank you. You can get the book from the library,
yes,
or wherever.
Please use the library.
Yeah, use the library. That would be my first recommendation.
Yes.
Or you can purchase it wherever you prefer to purchase books. Or you can listen to the audiobook. I like Audible, but the library also has audiobooks.
Libby, Hoopla.
Lots of options are available.
If you do not have a library card, or if you do and you don't know your PIN, you can call your library and they will help you figure all that out to get that set up. Because if you use those apps for Audible books, that counts towards their circulation numbers. So it helps the library out.
That's cool.
Yeah. So also, I found this app. It's kind of like a Depop for books. Pango is something I have really been using recently. Pango
Spell
Books.
That.
P-A-N-G-O.
Okay.
And yeah, people just, they have like little libraries on there and you buy from them. They have sales often. The only thing that kind of is a bummer is you have to pay the shipping. Mm. There's no free shipping. But I mean, I may not have gotten books for $2-3 on there. And then they ship it to you. And it's also like supporting locally, not necessarily locally, but like small business people. And then they'll send their little cards in there or you can get connected with them. So I've really enjoyed that recently.
Well,
I bought
cool.
a lot of books from Pango. So
yeah,
Pango. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. I just kind of usually go to Amazon because it's easier, but I don't love that I go to Amazon because it's, you know, it's just like Amazon, which is just like huge. And I'd rather support local if I can.
Yeah.
Well,
for me, my word for this year is sustainable. So I'm trying to do secondhand and thrift as much as possible.
Well, speaking of sustainable and thrift, Laura and I have started another venture.
We
in
did.
2024, a pop-up thrift shop.
Yes.
And I don't know that we've talked about this.
I don't think so.
That may have.
Because we ended our pilot season before we began that.
Yes. This is another thing that kept our time away from podcasting over the holidays is that we, okay, so we have talked about the nonprofit that my husband and I ran called the Marco Shimwell Foundation in honor and in memory of our son who passed away. And so we partnered, the Marco Shimwell Foundation partnered with a teen center here in Clark County called the Roland Arts Center, or the RAC for short. And our office is actually in the Roland Arts Center building. And so we had this idea to have a resource room for the students that come to the teen center. And we were thinking things like toiletries in the winter, if they needed coats or gloves or things like that, we could have a room available for them to get those types of things, like a resource closet.
Yeah.
And we started just like pulling stuff and we ended up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It was amazing because we literally just, it was word of mouth.
Yeah. We just asked people if they had anything they could donate to the resource room. And then it became this, we just had a whole bunch of stuff. And the building that the teen center is in, that our office is in, has like the first floor is, used to be a bank. And the bank moved out and it was just this empty space that wasn't being used. So we talked to the director about, hey, this whole resource room we wanted to do, what if we made this like a pop-up thrift shop?
Yep.
And first and foremost, it would be there to serve the teens. They could come down and we actually had an event for them to come down and shop it. And once it was ready, they could get a gift for someone. And then they also got a gift from us from the thrift shop free of charge. And we did hot chocolate and we did a gift wrapping station. So literally by the time they left, they had not only a gift, but the gift was wrapped and ready to go under the tree for someone, friend, family, whoever they wanted to give a gift to. So we did that. And we had a couple of pop-up weekends where we opened it to the public. And we're hoping to do that once a month.
Yeah.
Going forward, we will do the third Saturday, the third weekend of the month is our plan to open that up to the public. And it will still be a little bit of a fundraiser for the Marco Shimwell Foundation and for the RAC. And we'll just split the profits on that and be able to go back into the programs that we do. So we're very excited. Speaking of sustainability and thrifting and things like that. So if you are in downtown Winchester on the third Saturday of the month, beginning in March, is it the second Saturday? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was thinking in second. My head, I was like, I think it's the second, but we can swing it over to the third.
It's the second Saturday. I was like, that doesn't sound right. I feel like we had like a alliteration type. Yeah, it's
second Saturday.
Second Saturday of the month. Then also you can follow the Marco Shimwell Foundation on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll have updates of when we'll be open to the public. So that's been an exciting thing. So you're just talking about sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
My thing this year has been to not be wasteful. And part of that has come from the thrift shop.
Oh.
Because, man, I'm just telling you, when I started to clean out my closets and things like that for the thrift shop, I realized how much stuff I've accumulated. And unnecessarily so. Things I thought I needed, things that still had tags on them.
Wow.
And it's just like, I don't need all of this stuff. And I really need to just simplify and not be wasteful. So that's kind of my thing this year, is that I'm just trying not to be wasteful. So I guess it's kind of along the same lines as sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely. So, oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. But ignore the Target run I made today.
It's okay. Actually, I have to admit, I also made a Target run, but I have put it off for a while. I just needed, like, you know, moisturizer and what else did
you
I
got get? Necessities.
Yeah, I got necessities. I got soap. So, you know.
I got gold bunnies. And I got fresh flowers, too.
Yeah, you did. It was beautiful.
I don't know if that falls in line with not being wasteful, but no, I won't waste it.
Yeah, you're enjoying it. Yeah. It's not wasteful.
Yeah.
You didn't get it, and then you're like, I don't like it.
Well, I've also been feeling a little down in the dumps. I'm just going to be honest. And I don't know if it's the weather.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like lack of routine because school's been out, then it's been on, then it's been out. I don't know. I don't really know what it is, but I've just felt very anxious. Like I've kind of been floating around, not really like anchored. So grounded, not anchored to anything. And so it's been really like, I don't know, just not comfortable.
Yeah.
So it felt, so that was part of the reason why we had a little family day out. Ben, myself, and our youngest, our four-year-old.
Aww.
Because I was like, I need a little bit of retail therapy.
Yeah.
Like, what do y'all say? We go run some errands. We go to Target. We go to Costco and just get out of the house because it was actually warm today and sunny too.
It was pretty.
So I was like, I admittedly need a little retail therapy. And I think this is something else to talk about. Like, I am not going to say anything negative about the convenience of online shopping because it is super convenient. I can't tell you the last time besides today that I was actually in a grocery store. And I actually stick to necessities when I buy online because I'm not just looking at things that I don't need.
Yeah, that is a big bonus of that.
However, I do think that retail therapy is valid. I think that there are a lot of people that get a little, like, it gives you a little dopamine boost.
Yep.
Whenever you're out there and you see something you like and you get it. And so I've just been feeling really down like the last week or so. And I just said I needed some retail therapy, like good old fashioned retail therapy, like being out in the store, looking at things, shopping and browsing, touching things and putting them back down on the shelf or putting them in the cart. Like I needed the actual activity of shopping. I don't know. It just made me feel good. I went to World Market today too. We went to Target, World Market,
World
Costco.
Market.
And I had my eye because I looked online because I want like one of, I just wanted a pillow for my love seat. Okay. Okay. Leave me alone. Okay. I'm fine. I needed something. So anyway, I wanted a pillow and I looked on World Market and I saw one that I liked. But I kind of wanted to see it in the store. And so since we were out and we were closed, I was like, let's run by there so I can look at this pillow. And I looked at it and I was like, I don't know, it's kind of messing with my eyes. Didn't really like the pattern on it.
Oh, no.
And Ben was like, no, I kind of agree.
It's, really?
Yeah, it was really muted, but it was like embroidered type of thing. And so it was just kind of, the pattern was just messing with us.
Okay.
So anyway, I was like, okay, let me look and see what else they have. So I found a pillow that I liked, which is like a lumbar throw cushion mm-hmm. for the love seat. And it was on sale, like half off.
Wow.
And so I was telling Ben, I was like, see, like on, I looked online and that wasn't there because they don't have a lot of them because they're on clearance, mm-hmm. right? But I go into the store and not only is the one I was going to pay twice as much for yeah. not really what I wanted. And I wouldn't have known that just from looking no. at the picture. But then I found one half off and I liked it better anyway. Yeah. So it's like that whole experience of shopping and looking mm-hmm. and again, like I don't have like most Mondays, I don't have the whole day to just go shopping and right. have lunch and whatever. That's definitely like a treat and a splurge, mm-hmm. but it's therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
It like, that's what I joke with Ben. I'm like, retail therapy is an actual real
it totally is.
Thing and it can get out of hand sometimes. Notice, not to go down on like a whole other subject, but I've noticed the height of my retail therapy was when my dad passed away. And I just was like, my spending was a little out of control because mm-hmm. I was just buying things because it made me feel good. And yeah. even if it just made me feel good for like the moment yeah. that I bought it, it made me feel good. And so that's when it clicked for me that like retail therapy is real.
Yeah.
And it does make you feel good, but it can also get out of hand right. because it makes you feel good. And so shopping addictions are also a real thing, right?
Right. right.
So it's all about balance. Mm-hmm. But today was a good day. Oh, got me out of my, what do you call them?
Funk.
Yeah. But I was going to say, what is it? The blue, something blues.
Oh, winter blues.
Yeah. Got me out of my winter blues a little bit.
Is cabin fever the same thing? Is that what that is?
No, I think cabin fever is just kind of when you're, I think it was actually a little bit of both. I think it was a little bit of winter blues and a little bit of cabin fever. Okay. And I was like, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Like, we've been out of the house.
Right.
We haven't been, like, stuck. No. But it's been, like, things we had to do.
Yeah.
Not and this was just things. A fun thing to yeah. do. So.
Oh, yay.
It was a good day.
Good.
Got a little retail therapy in. Maybe a little wasteful, but it's okay.
It's okay. It's lovely.
You got to do that every now and then.
Yeah, you have to. It's all about balance.
And I think one of the things that could help me to be less wasteful this year is to buy less online and actually be like, let me go to the store
yeah.
and get like, if I really want that pillow from right. World Market, like, let's not order it online. Let's go see it.
Yeah.
And I know that like takes gas, takes time, takes other things.
Right.
But I think like,
it's going to take gas to get to you either way.
Yeah, so. There are some things that are just so accessible and so easy that I don't even have to think about it.
It's yeah.
Add it to a cart. Don't even have to add it to cart. You can just click that buy now option.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, so I'm trying not to do that because I think that leads to my wastefulness.
Oh, that's inspiring.
Yeah, we'll see.
It is.
But.
I love that.
Anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
Living the dream.
We were like, this would be a teeny tiny episode, and we've yapped for 45 minutes okay. now. And so that we're going to have book of the month and guest of the month. And then we thought it would be kind of fun because our intro talks about things that matter and some that don't.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those weeks will be starting to lose my voice. Something that matters. And then another week will be something that does not.
Yes.
So we'll put something like our anxious yearbook.
Anxiety would be something that matters, right? Sure.
And then we might talk about some little recipes or our thrift store or something silly like that doesn't matter. So
yeah.
Well, that'll change month to month.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun
and
little
even our
topic.
Things that don't matter. I mean, they still might matter a little yeah. bit, but they're just more the lighthearted, mm-hmm. fun.
I need to sneeze, but I'm trying to not sneeze.
It's okay.
I think I'm okay now.
Okay. Bless you.
Thank you.
Did that make it go away? Bless
no,
you.
No, I think it went away before that, but you helped it too.
Is that an old wives tale that if you say bless you?
No, that actually, I think that does work.
This is a random episode, but here's something
I love it.
Speaking of sneezes. Okay. Did you know there's actually like a genetic condition where if you go out into the sun and you sneeze, like there's an actual thing. So... I don't
what?
Have it. I don't have it, right? But Ben does. Every time he goes out into the sun after he's been inside or whatever, he'll sneeze. And both of my kids do.
Stop.
I'm not joking. They do. Like, if they get, like, Maximo will have to close his eyes, like, when the sun is shining so
what?
He doesn't sneeze. Like, if it's, like, in his face or whatever. Not the whole time they're in the sun, but
right,
if they're,
right.
like, in the house.
Like, initially.
And then we go out and it's a bright, sunny day. Like, as soon as they get into the sun, they will sneeze.
That's
it's an actual
that
thing.
Is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of want to Google it.
Wonder what that is called. Now, my sister, if she starts sneezing, she'll have to sneeze like 10 times before she's done. I don't have that either, but I don't think that's genetic. I think that's just allergies.
It's a photic sneeze reflex. Or...
No, I need to know. Oh my gosh, I need to know.
I can't even say this with a straight face. I'm not joking, though. It actually says this. Sneezing when you get in the sun is called the photic sneeze reflex. Or Achu syndrome.
Achu syndrome.
A-C-H-O-O.
Like in all caps, Achu.
Achu syndrome. It's a genetic trait that causes people to sneeze when they're suddenly exposed to bright light. Isn't that interesting?
The more you know.
Yeah.
Achu syndrome is for us people.
It has to be.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
It's all caps, though. Like it
I love that. It's
something.
Like a, it's what is that called? Like when there's all caps. What is that called?
Acronym.
Acronym. Yeah. Thank you.
Words. So, well, yeah. So that's just a weird thing.
That's amazing.
Speaking of sneezes. Also, speaking of weird things. Now we'll talk about that later.
Oh, cliffhanger. Dun, dun, dun.
You want to hear some other weird thing that is genetic? Listen to our next episode. And I might reveal it to you.
I know you. That sounds so ominous. Some other weird thing that's genetic.
Stay tuned. I'll start next episode with that.
Oh my gosh. At the end of every episode, you should say some weird genetic trait.
Okay. I can probably find a lot. I probably have a lot of them between me and my husband and our kids.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow, I love it.
I didn't know. It's just such a, it's just a funny thing that they
do. I've actually never heard of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize it was genetic. Honestly, like the thing that made it for me was the fact that Ben does it and our kids do it. That's, so I was like, what is that? Like, what is going on? And so, yeah.
That is really funny. Yeah. I would just start laughing at them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, what in the world?
I do are laugh you at doing? Ben's sneezes because they sound really funny.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He sounds like he's trying not to sneeze. He's gonna kill me. He sounds like he's trying not to sneeze, but he can't help but to sneeze.
Oh my god, that's amazing. So, okay, at the end of every episode, we like to ask this question.
Does this matter?
And what do we think? Oh, you do.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
I'm gonna switcheroo because yes, we laid out our new schedule and we're talking about like important things. So I totally think this matters. This is our debut of season two.
Yeah, this is our debut of season
two. So yeah, this definitely does matter.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it matters to me.
Yeah.
It matters to you.
Yeah, it matters to me. I'm excited. Also, if you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. And we would love to hear your all's ideas. Mm-hmm. If you have any ideas, if there's any like subjects or things, books for our book club, guests for our guest of the month.
Listen, nothing's off limits.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. So if you all want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. We might not have much to say about it.
Right.
Or we might not have a lot of information about it, but we'll talk about it.
We can bring people on to talk about it.
We're open.
Don't know. Yeah. So please send us your ideas or anything really that we've talked about that you're like, ooh, this would be a fun topic. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And that's all we've got.
That is all that's that we have for this premiere.
Premiere episode. I love it.
Yeah, rolling out the red carpet for you guys.
Yay. I'm so excited. I'm very excited for what we're gonna do this year.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Okay, so we'll talk to you next time.
All right.
And read that book.
Yeah, read Women Talking.
And then tune in next time for more Women Talking. See what I did there?
That's clever.
Ba-dum-bum. Okay, this has been From X to Z Podcast with Liz and Laura. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.